Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. It's bonus meditation time. A question that often comes up among meditators is, if I get too calm, will I be ineffective? Today, our teacher du jour, Sebane Selassie, makes the case that you will be much more effective if you come from a place of calm rather than reactivity. And she shows us how to switch modes using a key phrase. More about Seb before we dive in here. She's a core meditation teacher over on the 10% Happier app and a former repeat guest on this podcast. She was born in Ethiopia and raised in Washington, D.C., and has been studying Buddhism for 3 decades. And she is also the author of the book, You Belong, A Call for Connection. Here we go now with my friend Sebane Selassie.
Hi, this is Sebane. Let It Be invites us into a more relaxed relationship with our experience, to trust life, and to make room for our deepest hopes for ourselves and our world. Let's practice with this powerful phrase. Find a comfortable meditation position wherever you are. You can close your eyes if you'd like, or keep them open with a soft gaze. Start by taking a deep inhale and a deep exhale. Let it be actually has 2 meanings. Let it be, may we trust life. And let it be, may our deepest wishes come to fruition. You can think of this phrase as the attitude we're bringing to this meditation. Whatever happens in your experience for this session, you can tell yourself, let it be. Sometimes it can be helpful to use a question in combination with the phrase. You can ask yourself, what's here right now? Noticing any sensations, thoughts, or emotions. And then add, let it be. Practice this way for some time on your own. When we develop the capacity to let our experience be as it is, we create a more centered and calm condition within. From here, we have the ability to bring about meaningful change that is not coming from reactivity, but from our deepest aspirations. Consider a hope you have for our global community. No wish is too small or too big. There's no wrong hope if it's rooted in kindness. Choose something that is meaningful for you. Imagine what this deep aspiration of yours would lead to. Allow yourself to feel its impact for you and for others. Know that imagining it brings even more calm to your life. Now, add our phrase. Let it be. Let it be. When we practice like this, we create a more collected and calm presence, making us more available for the changes we want to bring into the world. Let it be. You can open your eyes now and begin to move your hands and feet as we end this meditation. Remember, you can bring this phrase, let it be, into any part of your day. Thanks for practicing with me, and may you be well.
Thank you to 7A. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Once upon a beat.
Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.